From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A lot of investors have written off cryptocurrencies, especially after the astronomical rise and then plunge in prices in 2017 and 2018. But the technology behind cryptocurrencies is not dead, and in some places it has the potential to help cash-strapped communities. Halima Gikandi reports from Kenya.
That's the sound of money moving from one phone to another. It's in the form of Gitina Pesa, a new cryptocurrency used in the Gitina neighborhood of Nairobi, Kenya. Pesa means money in Swahili. It's the way Susan Lakobo, who runs a primary school, pays her teachers.
I may give them 200 through their phone, digital way, and they're able to go and purchase from their shops.
Residents are able to purchase from shops that advertise that they accept Gitina Pesa. Many of the residents of this neighborhood are day laborers who spend most of their money outside of the community. That means there's not enough cash circulating within Gitina. So the cryptocurrency is helping to solve the neighborhood's cash flow problems. Will Ruddock is the co-founder of Grassroots Economics, the nonprofit that created Gitina Pesa.
You literally see cash crunches to the effect that people are eating one meal a day instead of three meals a day. And there's so little cash in these communities that, I mean, even giving change ends up becoming a serious hassle.
Grassroots Economics created Gitina Pesa as a paper currency in 2015. Last year, it partnered with the Swiss nonprofit Bancor to digitize Gitina Pesa as part of a new pilot program. Most people here have phones, and the idea is more money equals more trade. And today, there are 9 community cryptocurrencies in Kenya. But many central banks warn against the use of cryptocurrencies, citing risks from fraud and price volatility. Jiguna Dungu is the executive director of the African Economic Research Consortium and the former head of Kenya's central bank.
An innovation must be regulated in line with other innovations that are coming in place, because it would be extremely dangerous for you to invest in a cryptocurrency and then all of a sudden the price collapses.
But things could be changing. The Kenyan government has asked a task force on blockchain technology to take a look at technologies like digital money. In Nairobi, I'm Halima Gikandi for Marketplace.